Nothing new. Xiaomi goes going to know the bubbly Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin new Xiaomi on Daf Chof Lamed Aleph at the beginning of the fifth Perek, Perek Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Aimim, Hekdush Toros Hekdush. Beis Shammai say that mistaken Hekdush is Hekdush. Beis Hillel Aimim, Einai Hekdush. Beis Hillel say it's not Hekdush. It says, Amar, Shor, Shachor, Shiesim, Beis Yerushin, how you Hekdush, Beyaz Alavan, How is this? If one said, the black ox that will leave my house first will be Hekdush, and the white ox left first, Beisham may say it's Hekdush, and Beisham say it's not Hekdush. Ginazav shuyala biyadi rishoin hoyu Hekdush, vala shal kesef, Beisham ayimim Hekdush, Beisham ayimim Hekdush. One said, the gold coin that will be the first to come to my hand will be Hekdush, the silver coin came first to his hand, Beis Shammai say it's Hekdush, Beis Hillel say it's not Hekdush. Chavos shel yayin shetale liyodi rishoina, hayu Hekdush ve'ala shel shemen, Beis Shammai aimim Hekdush, Beis Hillel aimim eino Hekdush. A barrel of wine which will be the first to come to my hand will be Hekdush, and a barrel of oil came first. Beis Shammai say it's Hekdush, and Beis Hillel say it's not Hekdush. Gemara says, Taman taninan hamistavein loy matruma v'ama ma'ase, ma'ase v'ama truma, oile brings a Mishnah. If one intended to say Truma and he said Maaseh, or he intended to say Maaseh and he said Truma, if he intended to say Oila and he said Shlomim, or he intended to say Shlomim and he said Oila, it has no effect until his mouth says as his heart's intended. Amar Rabbi Yumya, ba loima chulin ba'ama Oila kadja. Rabbi Yumya says in our Mishnah, Hashem may say that even if he came to say chulin and he said Oila, it becomes Kodesh. I'm a Yosi, Miskavin, Hagdish, and I'm Kaiman, Ela Shutoya, Mishum, Dava Acher. Yosi says that it's when he intends to be Magdish, but he erred due to another matter, and said unlike he intended. Shetene had the Masnisen, Mahi. How do we explain the Mishnah about Shuma? Adati Dubiyumya, Machlekes. According to Biyumya, Tanaim disagree about it, it's like Beis Hillel and unlike Beis Shammai. Adat Reb Yosi divei hakol. According to Reb Yosi, it's like everyone, even Beis Shammai, agrees that it does not become Hekdush if his mouth contradicted the intent in his heart. Besvasaim loy b'leiv yochosh eni moitzi et agrim b'leiv. The Baisa suggests that if one wanted to say a shur, it takes effect if he said it v'sefasaim, not only in his heart. Perhaps I exclude one who resolved in his heart without intent to say it. Amuleima levate. The Gemara answers, in the pasuk it says levate, lechol asher yivate, includes one who resolves in his heart. Shmuel amar hagomer b'leiv, ein chayav at yotzi b'svasav. We say that one who resolves in his heart is not liable unless he said it with his lips. Vatani kol nediv leiv ze hagomer b'leiv. The Gemara asks a question from a Baisa that Kol Nediv Leiv is one who resolves in his heart. He says one who resolves in his heart, or perhaps it's one who says with his lips. The Gemara rejects it because the Pasuk says in Joram Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Dalet, that which comes out of your mouth you shall guard and you shall perform. And that discusses one who says with his lips. So how do I fulfill the phrase kol nediv leiv? The one who resolves in his heart. Namdamah Shmuel the Korban. The man says Shmuel discusses to be liable a Korban. Daman taninan. Mechales mois v'amma hare elu le shikli v'sham ha'imim. There's a Mishnah that teaches that if one gathered coins and said, these are for my half shekel, Beis Shammai says that the excess is Nadova, and Beis Hillel says the excess is Chulin. If he says, I will bring my half shekel from them, the coins that he gathered, all agree that the excess is Chulin. Eiluch lechatosi, Shavin shemoisehim, Nadova. If one gathered coins and said, these are for my chatas, all agree that the excess is Nadova. Shavim mehen chatosi, Shoven Shemaisehem Chulen. He said, I will bring my chatas from them. All agree that the excess is Chulen. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Gulaza, Ma Pliga, Mechales Potrot, Arabaime, Elu, Kol Amoidi, Shemaisa, Vashamaisa Nadaba. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Gulaza, said, when do they argue? It's when he gathers small coins one at a time. He said, these all agree that the excess is Nadaba. And Chizkiah, quoting Rebbe, quoting Rebbe Elazar, said that when do they argue? It's when he gathers small coins, but if he said these, all agree that the excess is Chulin. Amma Rabbi Chizkiah, Masnisha, Messiah Rebbe, Amma Rabbi Shimon, Ma Ben Shkolem Lachatas, Elashah Shkolem, Yeshlehem Kitzra. We bring a support for Rav Bevai by Rav Chizkia from a Mishnah. Rav Shimon says there, what is the difference between Shkolim and Chatas? Shkolim have a limit, which one cannot give more than half a shekel. There's no limit to how much one may spend for a Chatas. Man and a Kaiman, what's the case? In Ba'im Shavi Mehem Shkolim, Palam Maidi Shem Moise Chulin. In Ba'im Shavi Mehem Chatosi, Palam Maidi Shem Moise Chulin. He said, I will bring shkolim from them, all agree that the excess is chulin. He said, I will bring my chatas from them, all agree that the excess is chulin. Ela, ken lan kaimen bo'ime, ilu shkolim, al yedei, shekidsosam min ha-teira, moisam chulin. Chatas al yedei shein kidsosam min ha-teira, moisam nedava. And so it's rather the case that he said, these are shkolim, since the Torah gave a limit, the excess is chulin. That asks the Torah to not give a limit, so the excess is Nadala. Ma'avala of Yosi, how can of Yosi answer this? He said that the excess is Nadala. Patala, the Mechalis put with Beisidol. And so it's when he gathered small coins one at a time, according to Beisidol. Ifish Shikla Yisava, who Shiva Chayev, Vilimsa Shaina Chayev, Leikadash. Leikidish. If one separated his half shekel, and he thought that he was obligated, and it turns out he was not obligated, it's not Kadosh. Ifrish shnayim sabo shechayev shnayim v'limfa shenechayev v'la'achas oifa sheni ma'ad avilei. The Gemara said one separated two half shkolim and he thought that he was obligated two and it turns out that he was obligated only one. How do you judge a second? And if you skip the next eight words, it's just saying nanishmin min ador ifrish chatasoy sabo shechayev v'limfa shenechayev le'kadja. And so as we learn from the following braisa, it says if one separated his chatas and he thought he was obligated, and it turns out that he was not obligated, it is not Kaddish. If it's Shtayim, Sawash Yuchayev Shtayim, then it's Shinechayev Ra'achas, Oisa Hashnia should say, Roya Hacha Ma'ad Avila. The Gemara asks if he separated two Chatois, and he thought that he was obligated two, and it turns out he was obligated only one. The second is Roya, which means grazes until it gets a mum of blemish, and then it's sold, and the money goes to Nadova. Here, how do you judge the extra half shekel? As you say now, Commander Amma Elu Ladova Hachanami Ladova Commander Amma Elu Lechulin Hachanami Lechulin. The guess of the Gro. The Gro answers that according to the opinion, which is Beis Shammai, that one who says, these are for my half shekel, the excess is for Ladova, also here it's for Ladova. According to the opinion, which is Beis Hillel, that these means the excess is Chulin, also here it's Chulin. Mishnah says that if a person says it's a lie to bring a mincha cooked in a machalas, he bought it in a machalas, or it's a lie to bring in a machalas and he bought it in a machalas, it's a new nadova and he did not fulfill his vow. Yosi b'shem b'shimon b'malakish, b'beishamai hid b'beishamai oimim, hekdush to is hekdush. Yosi, quoting Rish Lakish, says that this is like Beis Shammai, who say that mistaken hekdesh is hekdesh. Viva asked of Yosi that why don't we explain that it's like everyone? When he says, I know that I said in the machalas, and even so I bring in a machalas, But if he said Hari Olai in a Machavas and retracted and said in a Marachashis, then he was Yodza. Also, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosef, Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Divya Kohi. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that it is like everyone. Yom Yabai, Amar, Hari Olai, I Machavas, Marachashis, Rachazabam, Machavas, Rachazabam, Marachashis. Yom Yabai asked if he said Hari Olai in a Machavas or Marachashis and retracted and said in a Machavas, and retracted and said, in a Malchashis, once the law, did he retract, or return to his initial version? If Yudha, Barpazi b'shem Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chama b'shem Rabbi Yosi, Kevan afilu b'peh. Yudha, Barpazi, quoting Rabbi Acha, and Rabbi Chama, quoting Rabbi Yosi, said that one can fix how he must offer it, even verbally, without putting it in a kli. Sabin mima afilu yomim tovim, kevim afilu kelim kevim. We assume that even Yom Tov fixes even Kalim check means if he put it in a kli, he must offer it in such a kli. Taman Taninan, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Oime, Asa Shege, Kamezid, Petmura, Rabbi Asa Shege, Kamezid, Mugdashim. There's a Mishnah that teaches from Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah made Shege like Mezid regarding Tamura, even if he was Shege, it takes effect, and did not make Shege like Mezid regarding Kogjim. Hizkiah says that if he was Shegig, he transgresses a lav. If he was Mezid, he transgresses a lav. However, if he came to say Chulin and he instead said Oila, it has not become Kodesh even for Tamura. Amr Yuchlan Bar Loma, which is a Tamuras Chulin, Vama Tamuras Oila, Kacha, Bar Loma, should say Chulin, Vama Oila, Lekacha. Yochanan says that if he came to say Tamuras Chulin and he said Tamuras Oila, it became Kodesh. But if he came to say Chulin and he said Oila, it did not become Kodesh. He said to Rabbi Yochanan, to say Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tamura, Kodate, Rabbi Yomir, Al, the Beis Shammai, the Magdashim. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda in Tamura, like Rabbi Yomir explains, Beis Shammai regarding Kodeshim that even a token mistake takes effect. That is Rabbi Yochanan, Nicha, Asa, Shege, Kamezid, Betura, Le Asa, Shege, Kamezid, and Magdashim, say, that the Chizki, Ma'u. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand that the Torah made Shege like Mezid regarding Tamura, which is taking effect. It did not make Shege like Mezid regarding Kodshim. According to Chizki, how can we explain this? He holds that Tamura takes effect even by Shege. He must explain Shege like Mezid regarding Tamura, regarding lashes. Regarding Kodshim, lashes don't apply even to Mezid. There's no Avir. The Magdish Bechor. The answer is he was Magdish a Bechor. Umi Kodesh Lekain Amar Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yosef Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Hikdish Bechor, Oila, Lemezveich, Afil Adomi Lekidish. The Gemara objects, well, does it become Kodesh? Didn't Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, say, that if one was Magdish a Bechor to be an Oila to the Mizveyach, it did not become Kodesh even for Domim. Hikdish Balmum, the Mizveyach, Apila B'Tmura Lekacha. If one was Magdish a Balmum for the Mizveyach, even for Tmura, if he says that another animal is in place of it, it did not become Kodesh. Eleven Magdish Balmum, either. The answer is rather that he was Magdish an animal with a temporary Mum. The Mechuva, who Lemakais. The Gemara objects, are there lashes for this, even for Mezid? Um, Rabbi Yudan, Avui, Duri, Matanya, Tipate, Bamakdish, Tamimin, Lebekabayev. Yudan, the father of Matanya, answered that the case is that he was Makdish a Tum for Belekabayev. Yusi, Rabbi Yudan, Bashitas, Rabbi Yudan, follows the opinion of his father. Hikdish, Tamimim, Lebekabayev, Oyvase, Minayin, if one was Makdish a Tam for Belekabayis, he transgresses an Asay. What's the source that he transgresses a Lav? And that's the Pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Beis, Yud Zayin says, Vidab Hashem al Moshe Lemo, which literally means that Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, but the word Lemo we read as Lav Amo. A Lav was said about it, and this is again Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe Avi Yosef Masni Beparshas in Mamirim Bebechor Bechalif Avoy Debar Padaya Chamsei Rebbe. Rebbe was sitting and teaching in the parsha of we don't make tumura of Bechor. The father of Baal Hodiah passed. Rebbe saw him. Amar, she said, Leis, Ana, Yada, Ma, she said, Amar, Kodoin, Ana, Mema, Rida, Vashem, Moshe, Lemo, Love, she said, Love, Amo, Divi, Rebbe Yoda, the cross of Cain. Rebbe asked, I don't know how to explain what I said in this drasha. Rida, Vashem, Moshe, Lemo, we read as Love, Amo. This is the pin Rebbe Yehuda. Is it written this way? Okay, Amar, Rebbe Imi, Rebbe Yaman, Vashem, Rebbe Yochanan, Goyrin, But his father answered, it's like Rabbi Ami said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that we remove letters from words and expound to removing them from the beginning of the Pasha to its end. Rabbi Hanina b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, afilu be'emsa, if you say Pasha, v'yasakta ole ha-shemen, mincha hi v'yasakta, if you say shemen al ha-mincha, v'abois kar malachis li'etzika. Hanina, quoting Rabbi Yirmiya, said that we do so even in the middle of a parasha, as the Pasuk says in the Yikropek base, Pasuk Vav, and you shall pour upon an oil, it is a mincha. This is a Yisakta Aleh Shemen Minchahi, and we expound as if it said, Yisakta Shemen Al HaMincha, to include all menachos for Yitzika, pouring oil on them. Aleh is put between Shemen and Mincha, and the Yud is removed from the middle, and it's divided into Al and the letter He.